Good morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
Michael Mullery, M-O-O-T-H-E-R-Y.
Okay. Oof. That's him. That's you, sir?
Yes.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Neal is going to conduct the hearing at this time, sir, so this alone, he will be the lead, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Neal.
Okay, sir, for the record, will you state your full name and your agency number, please?
Yes, sir. It's Michael Mullery, 106720.
Thank you, sir. Your appearance for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to the community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. We have, to my right, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. To his right, the Honorable Louis Canonis. My name is Dave Neal. I'll be the hearing lead. And also today, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. Okay. Prior to this hearing, we received an invitation from the biennial board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, on that form, you notify your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Do you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Can we swear you and Mr. Turner in at this time? So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth of what you got, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir, I do.
I will.
Pardon me. Okay, sir. Your hearing is normally be done in two phases. Phase one, we determine the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated, and phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. I know some paperwork, the date they have for your release is August 26th, which is like 5 days away. Whereas even if the board votes to, you know, goes through a whole hearing and votes to put you back in the community supervision, the paperwork would not get you out any sooner than that 5 days you have left. It is a way to have a full hearing, but if you want to just kill your numbers, we'll foreshorten it a little bit, make it a little bit faster. But that's entirely up to you. If you want a full hearing, we will be happy to do that for you.
No, sir, let's just go ahead and kill the number.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, sir. Okay, I'm going to go through, a little bit of stuff. What I'm going to do is read the two allegations that are on your warrant. After each one, I'm going to ask if it's true or false. Then once I've done that, I'll make some motions and get done with this, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. So allegation number one is violation of order on conditional supervision number 7 as demonstrated by the use of methamphetamine on or about May 21st, 2018 per the TAC GCMS lab report dated May 29th, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
Yes, sir. That will be true.
All right. And allegation number 2 is violation of order on conditional supervision number 2. As demonstrated by your failure to maintain contact with CCS Rodriguez on or about May 28, 2018, after your change of residence. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
Yes, sir, that is true also.
And thank you, sir. Okay, so based on the admissions of Mr. Newbery, I'm going to find who was the linking and the violated terms of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal ways or company, and I further move to revoke community supervision of Mr. Newbery, because he recommended violating terms of his supervision and had lapsed or about to lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright, and agreed by Mr. Canonis. Okay, so we did vote to revoke your community supervision, but that's not going to delay your release. Looks like 5 days and you'll be out. You'll have to report to the Department of Corrections. And we do wish you the best luck and hope that we don't ever see you again here.
Thank you, sir. Okay. I'm glad not to ever come back.
That would be a good day. All right, well, this is the end of your hearing, sir. We thank you very much. And we put the CO3 map on the phone?
Yes, sir.